Welcome to the Week 1 regular season edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason of DenverBroncos.com. Thank you for joining me, and thanks to all of you who sent in your questions this week via social media, especially via Twitter. And if you want to send in a question for the mailbag, just tweet at Mace Denver, that's my username, hashtag AskMace, or you can go to a form on DenverBroncos.com that we've set up, or you can even go to my Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/MaceDenver. You can ask questions there. We get started with one from Mike DiCicco. He says, John Fox never gets love in Coach of the Year columns. Is Peyton's shadow that large that Fox doesn't get any credit? You know, it's not just the Peyton Manning thing. Really, Coach of the Year over the years, it's not necessarily who the best coach is. It's whose team ends up performing best relative to media preseason expectations. You know, you had Ron Rivera won it for Carolina last year. They went 12-4. They had a very good season. But he gets that award mainly because not much was expected of the Panthers over the years. You know, really the only exceptions to that in recent times have been Bill Belichick winning it twice in the last 10 years when the, you know, one of them was a 16-0 season when, you know, it seemed like the Super Bowl was going to be a coronation and the New York Giants said, well, we'll see about that one. You know, the one thing I'll say for Coach of the Year, you know, Chuck Knoll is a Hall of Fame coach. He's the guy that John Fox broke into the league under back in 1989, and Chuck Knoll never won Coach of the Year, so it's not the be-all, end-all of awards. I think people inside football know that John Fox is doing a good job, even if the Coach of the Year voting doesn't reflect that. Our next question in the mailbag comes from Brian Leeper. His Twitter handle is at B2TheRyan, and he wants to know, who do you think would thrive the most in the slot while Welker's out? Sanders, Caldwell, or Cody Latimer? Good question, and it's one that I'm not even sure the Broncos really have the answer to at this point, in part because the options are of such quality. You know, Emmanuel Sanders, he was a guy who worked in the slot in Pittsburgh. He's been working outside mostly this summer and through the preseason, but he can go back inside. Andre Caldwell, you learned back in December of 2013, can provide capable work in the slot when he filled in for Wes Welker after Welker's second concussion. Cody Latimer, you know, I don't see him as much of an inside guy, but maybe you play him outside if you move Sanders inside, if you want to get Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, and Cody Latimer on the field at the same time. And, of course, I would be remiss not to mention Jacob Tammy, you know, a tight end who can line up in the slot. He can make some plays that way. I think, ultimately, the solution is going to be a combination of all of those. You know, that's the advantage of having an offense in which the receivers and the tight ends are trained to line up at multiple positions. Even the running backs, you can see them line up outside from time to time. Because of that, you've got the flexibility to do a lot of different things, and thus replacing one guy isn't simply plugging one other player in for him. It could be a combination of six or seven different packages even, and that really plays well with the Broncos and the way they like to use multiple formations, use multiple personnel groupings, and keep the defense off balance. Thanks for that question, and thanks for all of your questions this week. Remember, you can tweet at me at Mace Denver, hashtag Ask Mace. Use the form on DenverBroncos.com, or go to my Facebook page, Facebook.com/MaceDenver. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.